first they just started as random drawings, and then I realized, ooh, this is a tool. I could put them all together. My first step, so that I could feel what it would feel like to have finished this deck, even though I had not started yet, was to buy an affirmation deck. So I bought Gabrielle Bernstein's Super Attractor deck, and I held it in my hands. I turned it around, I opened it, I felt the cards, and I pretended that I made it. So that got me in the feeling. I was like pretending that I got this for the first time from the publisher. And I was like, oh, I'm so proud of my deck that I just finished. Oh my gosh, it looks beautiful. Look at the gold foiling. And I love the feeling of the cards. And they're so meaningful, the messages. And I tried to get into character. Like, I made this. I made this. What does it feel like to hold something that's an actual product with like a USBN or ISBN number, they call it? Like, what does it feel like to hold something that I made? And that's what allowed me to feel it, is like get into character with something that's kind of similar to what you want to create. I do the same thing with the...
Namaste, sweet souls. My name is Shilpa, and you're listening to the Omni Mindfulness Podcast. I am a mindset and meditation coach for professional women and mompreneurs. The purpose of this show is to offer stories and content that allows you to increase your awareness of your authentic self and be inspired by connecting to the personal and professional stories of other souls. Souls who are walking the walk and living everyday human experiences with inspired intentions. These are the stories that will expand your consciousness and spark within you to ask, what if? Each season, I offer content to help you create a holistic lifestyle that embodies spirituality, mindfulness, mindset, and energy awareness. Through my conversations with experts in their niche area and solo casts from yours truly, my intention is to help you holistically revitalize, reset, and relax your body, mind, and spirit. I'm your host and founder of Omni Mindfulness. So ask yourself, what if just one story could be the catalyst to shift the trajectory of my life? What if I become instrumental in serving other souls to realize their true self? And what if my soul's higher purpose is in the realization of Omni Mindfulness joy? It's never too late to rewrite your story. And now, today's episode. Welcome back, sweet souls. This is your host, Shilpa. I wanted to share some exciting news about a little challenge I'm running, as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews. You can leave a review on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. So my request to you is to leave a review if you feel that you've received any value at all from these episodes of Omni Mindfulness. It would mean so much to me if you could write a little review regarding any episode that resonated with you. Please take a screenshot of that review and email it to me at omnimindfulness@gmail.com. In return, I will offer you my one-page guide to spark your meditation practice through Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word for intention setting. Along with this, you'll receive a link to my guided meditation that will guide you through an intention setting meditation, positive affirmations, which you can practice daily. I guarantee that this gift will help you start a daily intention setting practice with a spark. It is my gift for you for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, to enable you to manifest the best meditation practice. We are now in the season of reflections, which is my fourth podcast season, highlighting spirituality, mindfulness, energy awareness, and mindset. And And up next, Leanne Brennan. Leanne is the founder of Epic Bones. She is an artist, mindset, and accountability coach for creative souls. She helps her clients make sensitive, whimsical art to unblock limiting beliefs and manifest a life one can love. She runs programs to help people start their personal creative goals, follow through, and become the type of person that does that goal consistently, moving through them to a desired future state that they might not have known that even existed. Her background is in animation, and she studied at the Rhode Island School of Design. Working in video games and innovation consultancy world as a freelance illustrator, motion designer, all of which has prepared her for this very moment in her life where she is ready to use her skills to tap into the subconscious to explain concepts around manifestation and mindset in a new way. She believes that the art programs that she has created are a reflection of all that she is learning as she continues to go deeper and do inner work that is healing her soul. She strives to remind people that our minds are malleable and capable of changing our reality. Our alternate futures are awaiting us to up-level and draw them in. Our dreams are already true. Leanne lives in North Carolina with her husband and two small children, and she practices gentle achievement, which celebrates the twisting, non-linear, slow, unknown path of following the heart. And now, here's Leanne.
Leanne, thank you so much for coming back.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Always awesome to reconnect with you. How are things going? Maybe you could share where you're at in your mompreneurship path.
Sure. Yeah. So it's 2022. So this is my second year of business. Mm-hmm. My kids are 2 years old and 7 years old. So I'm still in the thick of it with managing little kids. But I'm finding ways to, you know, stay focused and get things done in the little cracks of time that I have and march forward with my work. So it's all good.
I like that term, in the cracks you have, because that's exactly how it feels.
Yeah.
I'm a full-time entrepreneur, solopreneur now, but it still feels like cracks that you have to put time into.
Yeah.
Build your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And this isn't your full-time thing, right? You're also an illustrator.
Yes. So for my main day job, I actually am a motion designer. So also I also do illustration, but the bulk of it is animation. So motion design is just basically animation. So I do that as a freelancer. And then I do Epic Bones on the side. And then I also made a second business to teach what I do for my day job. Oh. So I have a lot going on, and I'm a mom, so I have a lot of hats here.
Yeah, a lot of hats for sure. So I've known you for over a year. I feel like I've truly become inspired by you over the course of this period. Perhaps you can share the history of how you came up with the name Epic Bones and the whole inspiration around it.
Sure. Yeah. So Epic Bones actually started as a jewelry line that I made a really long time ago. I think it was 2008 or 2009 or something like that. I had left a very toxic job and I from in the Boston area, and I wanted to just like run away somewhere far away. So I took this farm apprenticeship in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on this beautiful farm. And during that time, I spent 3 months there. I took all these long walks and I was just so dazzled by the desert because I grew up in New England. I'd never seen landscape that like that before. And it was just so magical for me. And on these walks, I would see these little piles of bones. And I started to collect them. I was like, what are these bones? And I eventually realized, oh, these are owl pellets that have disintegrated. And all that is left is the bones and these little piles. And I was like, wow, there's just such a story here of like the mouse, and then the owl caught the mouse, and like, who knows where that owl went? And now the bones are here. And it just really got me thinking about, you know, all that is left when we die is our bones, you know, and it's these stories that are just walking around with our bodies, and we're just holding these stories. And when we leave, it's just our bones. And then as I was thinking of this jewelry line, I ended up casting these bones in silver and making these necklaces and stuff out of them. And this word epic came because that means a long narrative with usually, or a poem with usually like a heroic character. And I thought, oh, aren't we all just heroes of our own lives? And aren't these just epic bones walking around? So that's how the name started. And I ended up closing the jewelry line. But when I was thinking about this next section of my life where I was creating these drawings, it just seemed so appropriate because it was all about mindset and manifestation. And I thought, oh, it just has to be epic bones just in this new reincarnation.
And the term epic itself just conjures up so many emotions on a deep level. Mm-hmm. Like, what can be possible?
Yeah.
Just what is in the moment? So I wanted to kind of share this for those who may not have been aware that you came up with this manifestation deck, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have my affirmation deck. It's called the Epic Bones Affirmation Deck, and it's filled with 52 illustrations about what it feels like to move through our self-doubt, basically move through resistance and manifest the life that we really desire. And I created all these drawings to really show this character going through what that feels like. Because I think there's a lot of affirmation decks that are beautiful, but they're more abstract designs. And I really connect with characters and these kind of metaphors. And what does it look like to, you know, I don't know, some of the, I'm looking at some of these affirmations, like I'm uncovering the truth. You know, there's this character that's like shedding a skin of herself. And there's one, you know, I'm seeing something new. And there's this woman who's like peering through the forest. And in the dark background, but beyond the trees, you see these twinkling stars. It's very simple statements and very simple drawings. But I think they allow us to really look inside of ourselves and think about what that means for us.
Yeah. And I said manifestation, but I believe manifestation occurs after you've almost on a very deep level integrated the message. So it starts with an affirmation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because for me, I use these cards where like there's this one that says, I'm taking the leap. And there's this woman who's jumping. And I use it kind of as a challenge to myself. So I'll pull a card every day and I'll say the statement, I'm taking the leap. But then I'll ask myself, am I taking a leap? What have I done lately that's, you know, going outside of my comfort zone? What have I done lately that's bold and brave? And that's why on the back, there's a question, like, how would it feel to take more bold, intuitive action? There's a unique question for each one. Because I see these cards as more of a challenge to myself to say, like, well, yes, I do want to take the leap, but what needs to happen in order for me to feel like that statement is true?
You know, I like that because every morning I start my day with setting an intention and creating or affirming my own affirmations. And I also reflect often, which your card is allowing you to do, that am I truly doing it? Which is interesting because I believe some of us become antiques in our own bones. Like we're not really changing or shifting our energy, but your card allows it. Like I had this one out for over a week because sometimes I stay with it, the message.
I love that.
I'm prioritizing my dreams.
Mm.
And then behind it, the question is what must change to make this possible? And I needed to keep it out for a while because I was asking myself, am I really prioritizing over my dream? I mean, I practice it every day because I'm building a business, but those little cracks you mentioned, that's when I get to do it. In between, there's life.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And yeah, some of them I do sit with for a while as well. And yeah, I think just constantly keeping it front of mind, like, what do I want? And just reminding ourselves over and over, like, we need that repetition. And we need that direction when we're doing things ourselves, when we don't have a boss that's waiting on the other side for us to finish these drawings that are going to turn into a deck. Like, nobody's asking me to do this work. This is extra. And for a lot of us, as, you know, solopreneurs or people building businesses, there's no one on the other side waiting for this work to get done. It's all up to us. And that takes a huge amount of determination, resilience, compassion, just like stick-to-itness to just keep going, keep going. And I even have a card with a woman like pushing through a wall. It's just like, oh, I've just got to keep it up. Just keep that force on this, keep the pressure on it, and don't let go, because it is a struggle. But when you have that mindset of like, it's all working, this is in the process of working, even if it doesn't seem like it is yet, the very fact that I'm taking action, it's working. It's now working. So yeah, that's what I try and tell myself.
Yeah, I have on my wall the daily effort. That's where the magic is. And I've had it on my wall for a while. I may not be phrasing it correctly, but it feels like every day you have to wake up. Every day you have to allow yourself the grace to say, okay, even if it's a tough day. Like yesterday I was fixing something on my website and I broke my website. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody can turn around and say, hey, how do I fix this?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's all on you. Yeah. And especially as a busy mom or someone with a day job or other responsibilities, it's really hard to lose track of like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Mm-hmm. And sometimes our to-do list, the things on it are too big and we need to break them down. Like I get so detailed with my tasks to the point where it's like just detailed instructions, like go onto Buzzsprout, which is my podcast platform, and change the color from green to black on your profile. Like that's it. That's a to-do. It's like so, so specific, because if it's too big, like, you know, change the brand for your podcast. It just seems like, well, that seems like a big ask. Like, I don't know if I can do that in 5 minutes, you know, and because it is those little scraps of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm guilty of the same thing, that I will take on bigger chunks of things. And that, again, as a mompreneur, is something we need to be cognizant of. I think when you work in corporate, you'll have somebody saying, here's the time where we're going to do a sprint and talk about the Kanban. I have my own Kanban on my wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mentioned color. And one of the things I love about your brand is that you do monochromatic, and it takes away from the distraction of other elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so funny because my 7-year-old daughter, she's always asking me when I'm going to add color. She's like, why is your work all black and white? But yeah, you know, it's interesting. The creation of this deck, it was intentional to make it black and white because that was part of the parameters that I set for myself to make this a doable project. Because I actually started these drawings after a really long hiatus from making any personal artwork. It had been almost 10 years, I think, since I had created anything for myself. I did it for work, but nothing that's personal to me. And I was super intimidated. I like all this pressure builds up when it's been a while, right? So I needed to kind of scale back and start small. And one of those things was you're not allowed to use color, because that took away another decision that I would have had to make. So I set out on this 100-day challenge to myself to make 100 drawings. It actually started as 30 drawings. I was going to make 30 drawings actually about gut health was the original intention, which is so interesting that it changed.
Yeah.
I'm going to make 30 drawings about gut health, and they're all going to be black and white, and they're all going to be in this simple comic book style. And I made all these rules so that it felt doable. I made a private Instagram, separate Instagram that no one else could see. And I was like, I'm just going to post them there and they're just going to be for me. And then as the days went on, I was doing this while I had a 6-month-old son. So I was like not sleeping, you know, all the things when you have a new baby. And I realized after like the fifth one that I would need to do a lot of research in order to make educated drawings. And I didn't have time for that. So they slowly started to change into these mindset drawings, which were really about me overcoming my own obstacles, self-doubt, limitation about making art while being a mom to a newborn baby. So it was really about like the mother's struggle, actually, of this deck of like, I can make art even though I only have these little chunks of time. I can make something of value even though it's in this like pared back style. Like, this is enough. Like, all these affirmations are me pushing through that time in my life. But it just so happens that they all apply to anything, whether you're manifesting a new career, health, relationships, like it all is kind of like universal. So yeah, the black and white was part of that story.
Well, it definitely feels authentic because you are bringing forth what you are experiencing for yourself. And then the messages in the cards are, like you said, day-to-day, daily life experiences. Another part of the branding that I find fascinating and beautiful is the fact that it looks like you.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that, and I think that's so special because people have gotten to know me on social media. So they've connected with me first, and then they buy my deck, and it's just like extra magical because they feel like I'm there kind of cheering them on with these cards, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so special.
I couldn't agree more. Like this one where you're jumping into the unknown. I really do feel like sometimes when I pull one of your cards, I'm like, oh, she's standing right next to me encouraging me to move on.
Oh, I love that. I think that's really cool. Yeah. And that was not intentional. That was, again, part of me just making it simple for myself to say, like, what do I know how to draw? I know how to draw myself. You know, I know how to draw this person, this character. I'm just going to make it all this character. And I kind of knew that it was me, but it wasn't really intentional, but it just kind of became me. Yeah.
It's funny. I love it. And now you have a background, though. You've taken classes on mindset or talk about that as well.
Yeah, I have read so many books. I have done a lot of workshops. The most notable book that I really enjoyed was Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. That is a manifestation book. It really, really helped me understand like the quantum field and your future self and how, like, if you are grateful for the thing you're trying to manifest before it comes and you add the feeling part to it, like you feel what it feels like to have that before it comes, it's so much more powerful and you end up magnetizing that to yourself so much faster. Versus if you just think about it and like write a list about it, like you have to have the thinking piece and the feeling piece. So that was like a huge one for me. And then I've done a lot of Lacey Phillips' work to be magnetic. She has a ton of workshops. I've done like almost all of them. The inner child work, the shadow work, unblocked money. There's a bunch of them in there that were really, really pivotal for me to get out of my own way, basically.
And speaking of getting out of one's own way, that just feels like even more of a challenge as a solopreneur, don't you feel?
Yeah, because we don't want to give, like, we don't want to compromise. I see this a lot in my 100 Epic Days program. The hardest part for me is to get people to scale back their goals and to make them more simple and to scope them to fit the busy life that they know they have, but they don't want to compromise. And I'm always challenging. I'm like, well, how is that working out? Are you doing it? Why did you pay all this money to take my program? Because that wasn't working. We've got to scale it back. And I promise you, you will get to the other side of this feeling just as triumphant and proud of your work. And then it will build and evolve to be that thing anyway. But at least now you're on the entry ramp to taking action, whereas before you were paralyzed. And I think a lot of us, we think like, oh, I don't want to compromise on the quality or the style or whatever I'm doing, because I'm already sacrificing this time. I'm already carving out this special time that I otherwise would be taking care of my family or working on my day job or exercising or whatever. So if I'm going to take this time, it better be for something perfect. And I think that's where we all get tripped up, because that's the part that paralyzes us. And then we procrastinate and we waste that 20 minutes where we could have otherwise been working.
And that is so pragmatic in terms of how someone like myself can apply these principles, because it's true that that little limited time we have that we've carved out, those cracks of time, we could be investing in, say, exercise or meditation or taking care of our kids, right? But now that we're there, we, at least I can speak for myself, want to make it epic. Mm-hmm. let's make that website better than it needs to be. And then I break it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but making it small, achievable mm-hmm. goals, that sounds very key to all of this. So it doesn't have to be epic as in the big sense. Small, scalable can be epic.
Yeah. And like it turns into something eventually when you keep doing this small act, like your brain can't help it. Like these drawings about that were supposed to be about gut health were just supposed to be drawings to get me through that newborn first year of life phase with my son, because I didn't want to get depressed just changing diapers and nursing all day, right? Like I needed something creative in my life. And I'm like, oh, I'll make this project where I make these drawings. It'll take me 20 minutes a day and I'll feel productive. Like I did something. It's about one theme. Perfect. I didn't expect them to turn into a business.
Yes.
It was just for my mental health that I was making those drawings. Then those gut health drawings evolved into the mindset drawings and the manifestation drawings. And then before I knew it, I said, oh, I have 30 of these. Why don't I keep going? I'll make 60. Well, I'm at 60. I might as well make 100. And so by the end, I had 100 drawings about mindset and manifestation. I started getting feedback. I changed my Instagram to public. People started randomly finding me and saying, oh my gosh, I love these. And then they were asking for prints. They were asking for, they wanted them. And I said, okay, well, I'll make art prints with these. And then I started my Shopify store to figure out like, how am I going to sell these to people? And it all just evolves. And then I built this 100 Epic Days program because people watched me post every day, you know, with me and my son. I'm like drawing in the living room and he's like grabbing the paper out of my hand, and they connected with like, wow, she is making this happen. Even though her life is so crazy, like I want a piece of that. And so I started this group program. Like I never would have thought that I'd be doing that. I never would have thought I'd be coaching or like running group programs. So it all gets to work. It all gets to be what it's supposed to be, but we've got to start. Yes. Small. We've got to start with like the easiest lift to just get ourselves going.
And I met you when you had started the first program, your 100 Epic Days, as part of the group we're in, SPI, mm-hmm. for small business owners. And I recall the anticipation, excitement, yet somewhat some fear maybe that, wow, I'm this high ticket program I'm about to launch. Share with the audience, like, where is that program at now? And if somebody wants to sign up, what is this?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was terrified. I was terrified to charge money for that because I did a beta test of the program for free and a ton of people joined me for that. I think I had 140 people join me for this free 100-day program. It was really a legit program. I was doing Zoom calls twice a week, group Zoom, or twice a month, I'm sorry, to have people check in. And we would all go around the virtual room and share like how things were going and kind of support each other. I had a private Facebook group where I would post a number for the day and everybody would check in what they did that day towards their goal. And everyone did it. I was like, no one's going to do this. Like maybe five people would participate. And I was so busy supporting people in the Facebook community, like saying, good job. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm so proud of you, you know? And it was taking so much time. And I was like, oh, now I understand why people charge for programs like this. This is a ton of work. So actually, it was a blessing to have that first round be free because I felt like I had nothing to lose, but I also understood the value of what I was providing because at the end, people were like crying. They were so touched by like how this basically changed their life. And I was like, okay, this is a thing. This is definitely a thing. And then when we met, I was going through the first point where I was going to charge money for this program. So like a bunch of fear, resistance, like, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy. This is scary. I was actually considering offering like a free version and a paid version, which was super confusing. And I'm glad I changed that because I couldn't have supported the free people the way they deserve. So I ended up like gathering up my strength, offering it as a high ticket program. And it's, let's see, I'm in my fourth round now of doing this. So I do it twice a year. And every time I'm always waiting for someone to say like, this is awful. This isn't working. Every time people are like, this is unbelievable. I have never followed through with anything in my personal work like this before. And it's incredible. So I serve mostly creatives. So it's people like artists, writers, musicians, or people who are just looking to do something creative outside of their day job. It's an extra thing that they're like, I just cannot get myself to do this, even though I want to do it. Like, I want to write a novel. I have 30 started novels, but I can never bring myself to work on it consistently. It's stuff like that. So I bring these people into the program. I have this whole like week-long epic prep session where we're all like sharing our resistance. I'm helping them scope their goals. I'm helping them lower the stakes. I'm helping them make a cop-out day, which is like a big part of what I do, is to give people an out for the days when they don't feel like doing their full goal. So I have this whole system in place. I've really like figured this out now. And then we march forward together day by day inside our community. And then we have the live check-ins and we have a reflection and celebration at the end. It's just so much fun. And I have people who have like completed a journal. I have a woman right now who is for the first time consistently working on her novel every single day. I have a woman who's working on a theme, which is so cool. She picked the theme of visibility. So she's just like, I'm going to take a picture of myself with my hair done and makeup every day. And now she's like going on TikTok and like being visible in a way that she never was before. And myself, I've finished my affirmation deck and now I'm working on a new deck. It's just like, it's really essential to have support and a container for accountability when you are trying to do something extra. And as creatives, when you're doing a personal project, it is extra, especially if you have kids and a day job and all the things. You need something on the other side to keep you in it, to stay in the game, to just like keep chipping away at it. So that's what I do. And I'm finishing out, it's as we record this, it's day 94. So I am just days away from closing out my fourth round. And then I start up another one in February of 2023.
And the name of the program again?
It's called 100 Epic Days. And you can go to 100epicdays.com to check out the info.
That is awesome. I sincerely have enjoyed the story itself of how 100 Epic Days came about. It allows me to realize that a lot of us are in the same struggles or fears and some of the same blocks and resistance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's stuff like writing a novel. you know, it's like, okay, well, this is a professional writer. She knows how to write. It's not like we don't have the skills. We know how to do this work. It's all in our head. So it's creating this like system of like, okay, well, if there's resistance around writing, maybe we just start by writing about like, what did the character eat for breakfast today? Like, it's not even about the novel. When we just want to warm up, like, just write a short little blurb about like, you know, who the character met today on their way to school. Like, why do we have to put this pressure around it? Like, why can't we be playful and just enjoy writing, right? Because that's what this is all about. It's supposed to be about the thing we like to do, and it just becomes so heavy. And I think I really help people reconnect to that play and that joy of the work, which I think gets lost when we're adults sometimes.
Yes, it definitely does. I've had the same conversation about just observing my son when he's playing Legos and the playfulness and enjoyment. I mean, he creates things that if you watch another adult try to create, there'd be some level of stress. Mm-hmm. But he does it from a place of anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that joy. You know, my example is Play-Doh. It's like I introduced Play-Doh to my 18-month-old. I remember he was about 18-month-old when I showed him Play-Doh. And he was like, ooh, what is this? He was like squishing it. He was smearing it on the table. He was throwing it. He was rolling it. It's like, what can this do? And then the next day he asked for the Play-Doh. It's like, why did he ask for it again? It's because it felt good. And it felt good in his body. It felt good in his heart. It felt good in his mind. And I think we have to start with what feels good, because that's what makes us want to return the next day and return the next day and again and again. It's something that feels good. So that's why I encourage people to lower the stakes and make their goals more simple just to start. Because then it will feel good to do it. It'll feel easy. It will feel almost silly to do it because it's so easy. And that feels good. And that makes us want to return the next day. And that's kind of what this is all about.
Before we wrap up, there's something you had expressed in the conversation we had earlier about when you start on a journey towards manifestation of something, you need to first feel it in your body, maybe in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Share how, now that you've now had four rounds of 100 epic days, how does it feel? And was it that feeling that you had, I guess, envisioned when you first started?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I'm wondering if I have, let me grab this deck here. So this is a perfect example. When I was getting ready to start creating my first deck, when I decided, ooh, this could be an affirmation deck. At first, they just started as random drawings. And then I realized, ooh, this is a tool. I could put them all together. My first step, so that I could feel what it would feel like to have finished this deck, even though I had not started yet, was to buy an affirmation deck. So I bought Gabrielle Bernstein's Super Attractor deck. And I held it in my hands. I turned it around. I opened it. I felt the cards and I pretended that I made it. So that got me in the feeling. I was like pretending that I got this for the first time from the publisher. And I was like, oh, I'm so proud of my deck that I just finished. Oh my gosh, it looks beautiful. Look at the gold foiling. And I love the feeling of the cards, and they're so meaningful, the messages. And I tried to get into character, like, I made this. I made this. What does it feel like to hold something that's an actual product with like a USBN or ISBN number, they call it? Like, what does it feel like to hold something that I made? And that's what allowed me to feel it. Is like get into character with something that's kind of similar to what you want to create. I do the same thing with the group program. I took someone else's group program. And as I was in it, I was pretending I was her.
Hey, sweet souls, if you are seeking to start 2023
strong, then you are in for a treat. In 2023, I'm collaborating with the financial planner and author of Awaken Your Wealth, Julie Murphy, to host a 3-month online workshop aimed at professional working women or mompreneurs who seek to manifest financial freedom. Did you know that taking your manifestations to the next level is about integration of financial planning tools and mindfulness modalities that help you cultivate the skills to recognize what your current abundance mindset is and build your ability to receive? In 3 months, you can learn practical skills combined with powerful mindfulness tools to overcome your financial fears, eliminate anxiety, and take control of your financial life. Join us and learn to implement a practical plan to optimize your money and your life. Click on the link at the bottom of the show notes to get on the early sign-up list. Namaste.
I was kind of getting into character listening to her and being like, I am doing such a good job leading this call. Everyone is loving it. Look at the transformations everyone is getting. I am incredible. I did the same thing when I wanted to do a free workshop that would lead to the sale of my first offer. I took somebody else's free workshop and pretended I was them putting on this free workshop, pretended I was them on day 3 selling it, and really actively listening and feeling like, I am so good at this. Look at me go. Look how confident I am talking. Look at me so anchored into the value of this program. I am not batting an eyelash saying how much this costs because I believe in this. So for me, it's a lot of like acting and getting into character with someone else's work that allows me to connect with the feeling.
Well, I'm definitely going to use that one.
Yeah, try it.
I love it.
It's fun too. I do it with podcasts. I'm like, oh, I am so good at this. I love asking questions. Look at me go. Look at these meaningful answers. You can do it with anything.
I do sense, because I've seen you and discussed these topics for over a year now, a sense of confidence that I hadn't seen. I mean, you were definitely confident, don't get me wrong, but there's a new aura of confidence within
you. I absolutely agree. And if you scroll back on my Instagram, you can see the difference. And it's just practice. It's just like anything else. It's just putting in the reps, putting in the practice, and then you get better. You learn. Like, you can't help but learn. Our brains are wired to learn and get better. Like, you can't even help it. So it's just a matter of showing up and doing it over and over. I was terrified to do my first podcast. I was terrified to run my first free workshop. I was terrified to do my first epic prep session, part of my, you know, paid program for the first time. I was scared. I still am. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And I do think that's coming through. And I feel it too, which makes it just more fun. You know, you get excited because you're like, yes, I'm a little scared, but not as scared as last time.
Absolutely. Well, I see the transformation. And you may have already been in a place where you had all the tools and knowledge, and I would say even the guts to get there. But I see the transformation.
Oh, thank you.
Mother, I'm tying it back to being a mompreneur. You are now being the example for your child and children of, this is what a mom can do. This is what I can do.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think at this age, they don't really understand what I'm doing, but they know that I'm working on something. They know that something's going on and that I'm excited, and you know, the drawings are more tangible, so they understand that. But I think years from now, they'll be like, wow, mom built like this really cool empire where she's like helping people stay accountable to their goals. That's amazing, you know. So yes, thank you. I hope that they see that.
They will. And what a beautiful example you are. Well, thank you, Leanne. I am excited for your new deck that's coming out. Will it be called?
Thank you.
Ones also?
It's going to be, I think the working title right now, it's all about money. So it's about manifesting more money. So I'm literally going to call it Manifest More Money. by Epic Bones or something like that.
Simple, but awesome.
Yeah. And if people are interested, they can go to epicbones.com, and I have a wait list for that deck happening on there if they want to join that.
I'll join. I will.
Cool.
And your program itself, 100 Epic Days, the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in pre-sale right now. If anyone is interested, it's 30% off right now. I don't know what it will be at the time of the launch of this, but it starts in February. I don't have the exact date right now, but February 2023 is the next coming round. So yeah, I would love to have you all in there. If you have a personal project where you just keep putting it off, this is the perfect place to just say, oh, okay, I'm finally going to do it this time. I'm going to do it. This is a place to get that support. So people can go to 100epicdays.com.
That is wonderful. Any parting tips for mompreneurs?
Yeah, I would say my tip, just let's see, for 100 Epic Days, but it also applies to everything, is to make a cop-out day. So this is whatever you're working on, make a 2-minute version of that. 2 minutes or less that's related to your goal, but like super, super pared down, like the light lift version of it that doesn't really make sense to do it, but it's going to keep you connected to the work. So my example with my current deck that I'm making, my goal is to make a drawing every day, but my cop-out day is to just write one sentence about money. And I've done a lot of cop-out days in this 100 days. I've done over, I think, half of the program. I've done cop-out days, but it just carries me through to the next day. And that still counts. Like, those cop-out days really count to just keep you in motion. So I would encourage people to just say, what is that little thing I can do that maybe it doesn't even make sense to do it or feel like I'm taking action, but that will carry you to the next day.
I think of it as like low-hanging fruits or quick wins. I sometimes write that down.
Yeah.
My checklist for today. Like, right. I gotta get the big one done, but the quick win.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, exactly. The quick win, the low-hanging fruit, just something to be like, okay, I'm still in this. I'm still doing this. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I will have you back if you say yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in. Check out the links in the description and please subscribe, follow, and share, and continue to practice Omni Mindfulness.